Women are the focus of this year's NAIDOC Week, which celebrates the history, culture and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. But many Aboriginal girls don't finish high school. One community in northwest WA is trying new approaches to change that, and some of the students are heading to Canberra to share their stories. Matt Bamford reports.
Best friends Dahlia Killer and Kazara Augustine are about to graduate from high school. They're from Luma, a small Aboriginal community in the Kimberley, but they go to school in Broome, 300 kilometres away. Kazara says it's been a team effort.
He's my best friend since three, four or something.
Yeah, we both want to go get away.
According to the Bureau of Statistics, it's a milestone that only about 60% of their peers achieve, compared to over 85% of non-Indigenous students.
I've always wanted to graduate, finish and graduate. No, I just didn't want to be like everyone else.
They're among 120 young women in Canberra this week for the Girls Academy's inaugural Leadership Summit. The event coincides with NAIDOC Week. This year's theme is Because of Her, We Can. For Dahlia, graduating wouldn't have happened without the support of the women around her.
2016, that's when they told me to repeat school, so I'm currently repeating. And I just joined back with the girls, Broome Girls Academy. I didn't want to wait to graduate again, but I'm thinking I'll be right because I'll have these girls with me.
Programs like the Girls Academy are trying to close the gap in retention rates by encouraging school attendance through sport, an incentive used by schools across the remote region. It's another sunny day on a basketball court in Broome. About 500 students are here for the Kimberley Regional Sports Carnival. Coordinator Bree Watt says it's a week many look forward to the most.
It's a reward for their behaviour and attendance throughout the term, and we do see an improvement in our behaviour and attendance leading up to the event. They all want to be a part of it.
It's a strategy straight from the Girls Academy playbook. Kazara Augustine says the relationships she's built on the field help her succeed in the classroom.
Through sports, encourage each other, even though we play for different teams. In school, we help each other out.
In remote Australia, communities are often poorly serviced and opportunities for young people to succeed are limited. So they're forced to make a difficult decision.
When we do go far away, we always get this feeling that Luma is calling us back to go back home and get homesick. That's one of the main challenges for us, is being homesick, worrying about our family.
In Canberra this week, they're hoping to find a way forward from other Indigenous women who have risen above these challenges. For Dahlia, it's also a chance to reflect on the women who've helped her get this far.
My auntie, she's my role model because she's like the leader of the community and she's a big support to me. She's the one that's like holds Luma together. Yeah, I want to be like her. Yeah, she's always there when we need her.
All right, hands in your mop, let's go. One, two, three, four.
That report from Matt Bamford.